Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. The comedian Joan Rivers was on a British TV talk show when she brought up the actor Russell Crowe. Get ready to bleep this, she told the TV crew, and then she used two profane words to describe Crowe. She did not realize that nobody was bleeping anything on the live program. Rivers was asked to leave during a commercial break, and she later said she was reminded of her wedding night. She says she was asked to leave in the middle of that, too. You're listening to Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. Towns along the Mississippi River in Illinois and Missouri are facing flooding that began in Iowa and is now working its way downstream. NPR's Martin Costi says a massive sandbagging operation is underway to shore up levees.
Well, there are a series of earthen levees along the rivers that dump into the Mississippi River down in southeastern Iowa. Those levees are built there to deal with the seasonal high water in the spring, but they're straining under this unusually high level of water coming down out of Iowa. And so the Army Corps of Engineers and the National Guard and volunteers have been stacking sandbags up on top of the levees and then coating those sandbags with plastic to try to give the levees another 2 or 3 extra feet to handle this extra load. And they're watching for weak points, and they're watching for places where the water might boil up underneath the levees, and they're just hoping the whole thing hold while this surge moves through into the Mississippi.
NPR's Martin Costi in southern Iowa. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama meets for the first time today with what he's calling his senior working group on national security. It includes former members of Congress and high-ranking Clinton administration officials. In a speech last night, GOP White House hopeful John McCain criticized Obama for supporting a tax on excess oil industry profits. He referred to it as one of the failed policies of the 1970s. McCain says he favors lifting the moratorium on offshore drilling and leaving it up to states to decide whether to explore coastal waters for energy sources. This is a reversal from his position in his first presidential campaign in 2000 when he supported the existing ban. President Bush is expected to call on Congress today to lift that ban on offshore oil drilling. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino says she believes it's time with gas. He believes it's time with gas now at $4 a gallon. The chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Christopher Dodd, says he never knew he was getting a sweetheart mortgage deal from Countrywide Financial in 2003. NPR's Brian Naylor has that story.
Dodd admitted that he was included in a VIP program at Countrywide, but thought that was because he was a longtime customer, not because he was a U.S. senator. In 2003, Dodd refinanced his homes in Connecticut and Washington with Countrywide at what he said were standard rates. The company is at the heart of the subprime mortgage crisis. It was reported last week Dodd was among several prominent officials to receive lower rates from Countrywide. Dodd said he did not seek special treatment.
The idea that you'd sit there and be willing to compromise your position here in order to get some deal out of a lending institution on a mortgage, I just reject out of hand. I would never, ever, ever be a part of that.
Dodd said he would be happy to cooperate fully if the Senate Ethics Committee were to investigate the issue. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
And this is NPR News. There was mayhem in Boston last night. Fans at watering holes around the city erupted in cheers as the Celtics beat the Los Angeles Lakers 131-92 to win the NBA championship in Game 6. Paul Pierce scored 17 points in last night's game. He averaged more than 21 points for the finals and was named Most Valuable Player. Boston police report 14 arrests during celebrations, most for disorderly conduct. Researchers say they've found a link between diabetes and depression. NPR's Joanne Silberner has the story.
Studies have shown that depression and diabetes sometimes occur together, but does one cause the other? Researchers looked at several years of information from nearly 5,000 adults. People who developed symptoms of depression were at a 42% higher risk of then developing diabetes. And people who started the study without diabetes but wound up getting treated were 54% more likely to develop symptoms of depression. The researchers suggest emotional stress related to having diabetes can trigger depression, and poor health habits associated with depression can lead to diabetes. But the researchers couldn't explain their finding that people with untreated diabetes were less prone to depression. The research is described in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
The group Physicians for Human Rights says medical examinations of 11 former terror suspects held by the U.S. military discovered evidence of torture and abuse. That report comes as the Senate Armed Services Committee reveals documents showing military lawyers warned the Pentagon against aggressive interrogation methods. I'm Jean Cochran in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Ford Foundation, a resource for innovative people and institutions worldwide, on the web at fordfound.org.
It's 5:35, time for the weather on AM 580, and we have a temperature right now of 61 degrees on Friends Plaza. It's 54 out at Willard Airport, so it is cooler as you get away from the urban centers this morning, as the wind is very light at Willard this hour. Out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour, Peoria, Lakin, Rantoul all reporting calm right now. Many stations with no wind at all, and we do have a clear sky at most places.